This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. About to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, this is some scary stuff. We have a grandmother, 69 years old, who died of an overdose, but she was cleaning up her son's drug paraphernalia. So apparently, Teresa Plummer, 69 years old, found her son Ronald, 45 years old, passed out in his bathroom in Portage, Pennsylvania. This is on November 5th. All right? He was unresponsive. They called ambulance. I believe he was in the hospital. So she left her son's bedside to go back home and clean up the mess. While she was cleaning up the mess, she started to experience shortness of breath. Then she was rushed to the same hospital herself and unfortunately died. The next day, her son died. This is so tragic. This is, oh my gosh. Cambria coroner Jeff Lease thinks that Miss Plummer luckily absorbed some of the drugs into her system while cleaning the bathroom where the overdose occurred. Now, autopsies are being conducted because, you know, at first thought, I'm like, okay, if she's having shortness of breath, maybe she underwent a heart attack. It might not have been respiratory depression and then later cardiac arrest from drug overdose, but that is definitely going to be highly on our differential with this one. So the autopsies are going to be conducted, but the official cause of death, they say, will not be released until toxicology tests come back, and that could take about 6 to 8 weeks. So according to Coroner Lees, he says, this is a caution for safety for anyone coming into contact with any type of powder substance. They say you should use extreme caution and notify the proper authorities. My strong advice to any family, they say, is that may have this happen, is to call law enforcement or to have them or EMS services come back and remove the substance or material that may have been left behind. Now, I'm wondering if that's news now to first responders as well. I mean, oh my gosh, God bless first responders for what they have to do. They have to get the patient. They have to take the patient to the hospital. First, they have to either intubate or they have to make sure the patient is stable. Then, they need to be able to transport the patient, get the patient where they need, and then they need to go out on their next call. So, it really isn't, shouldn't be, you know, they shouldn't be burdened with the cleanup process. But we may need to have a new agency that does come in, clean up, collect samples, find out if they could trace the chemical, if it was, you know, a supplier that has a pretty unique blend, you know, like the blue, you know, meth that we saw in Breaking Bad. But I don't think EMS has the time to go back and do cleanup, okay? They got to go and hit the next overdose or the next heart attack or the next car accident. Now, the mother and son are survived by her husband and three of her other children, along with their children. But, you know, we talk about the opioid epidemic, and we hear cases like this, and it blows your mind that this is what's killing people. All right? There is enough crap going on in this world. We got what plague going on in Madagascar, which they're saying may be untreatable. We'll tell you about what's going on with that. We got these super bugs. We got super gonorrhea. We got super staph aureus. We got these super CREs, these carbapenem resistant enterobacter. So we got all these super bugs that we're having trouble killing. We got ISIS. Now I think ISIS is trying to threaten an attack on the Vatican for Christmas. All right? So, you see, to me, that's a distraction. For ISIS to say, oh, we're going to attack the Vatican on Christmas, that means they're planning something else. And as we saw last Christmas, what happened in Germany. So we're dealing with, you know, foreign terrorism. We're dealing with domestic terrorism. We're dealing with idiots going in and trying to shoot up schools and shoot up churches. But what seems to be killing us on an everyday basis? Pain medication, narcotics, drugs. It's frightening. Absolutely frightening. And, you know, the media is making a big deal about it, and we're starting to get exhausted about the topic. All right? There is drug overdose exhaust. And in the media, they don't want to bore you. So if you don't want to hear any more about Hillary's investigation, you're going to turn off the TV or you're going to switch web pages. So the media is not going to really talk that much about the, you know, possible new Hillary investigation. If you're sick of hearing about Trump's tweets, then you're not going to hear the media talk about it. There's fatigue in the media. So people have to be very careful about, you know, what to talk about. The problem is when fatigue of a topic changes changes the conversations that media has and the discourse that we have, you think, oh, it's not a problem anymore. You know, like Ebola, there's still cases of Ebola in Africa. There's still cases of Zika, sexually transmitted cases of Zika, I think just happened about a week ago that you know, got discovered. But it's not big, it's not sexy enough for it to be major stories. So what's happening now with this opioid crisis is headlines are trying to still, you know, make their way to our living rooms, and people are fatigued by it. But something like this teaches us, okay, be careful. Your middle-aged son that could be living at home, and now a lot more people are living back with their parents. It used to be grandma and grandpa would have to live with you. That's the way it was in the 70s and 80s. Like, all right, they're getting older, you're doing better, you moved to suburban America, they're going to now live with you so you could take care of them. That's now not the norm. What's the norm? Our kids are turning around and moving in with their parents. And now we have older people that are not used to these new medications. I mean, they know a lot of the older ones that they grew up with. And they're now putting themselves at risk. Now, again, I wouldn't be surprised if what she really had was a heart attack. You know, her son overdosed. Her son may die, so she's probably freaking out about that. But still, it's very possible. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so when I was speaking yesterday to a group, I was asked about, oh boy, and I understand, this is going to be a very, very hot topic now for a while, the statutes of limitations of groping. Many of you guys have heard Al Franken has been accused of groping Playboy model Leanne Tweeden. I know Leanne. I've worked with her a number of times on KABC. Love her. She's amazing. And she has released a photo. You actually see the photo of him doing it. I was asked this, though, before this news came out with Al Franken. I know it was supposed to be like a comical thing, but women don't think it's funny when you touch their breasts. By the way, the breasts do not make a honking sound. I don't understand why men think that they do. They don't. But you have a lot of guys out there really worried, and we've talked about this on the show, where if they did kiss or grope at all back in 1972, 1988, 1997, is their life going to be ruined? And it's a huge topic. Now, I mean, looking at what Al Franken did, oh my gosh. Okay, so there's two different sides of this we need to talk about. First, this is ridiculous. And God bless Leanne Tweeden for bringing this to our attention. We're going to try to get her on the show to talk about what happened. But apparently, she was on a USO tour. And, you know, she's gorgeous. She was, you know, playmate, and Al Franken was with her. And he, from what we understand, and Leanne Tweeden's on Talk Radio 790 KABC with Doug McIntyre in the morning. She was 23 years old at the time, 23. And she had a, they were supposed to do a skit. And if you read her dissertation of this, in the skit, he wrote he's supposed to kiss her. And she's like, well, I'm not going to let him kiss me. I'm just going to turn my head, and I think the audience is going to think it's funny. Well, I guess he insists on practicing the skit. So she's like, fine, if he wants to practice it, but I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn away right when he wants to kiss me. Well, if somebody is a predator, I'm not accusing him of being a predator, but if somebody hypothetically is a predator, they already have taken that stuff into account. So the way she describes it, he grabbed her head such that she couldn't move and thrust his tongue in her, etc. So he got away with that, and she said, next time you do that, I'm not going to be so nice. And, you know, yeah, I get, she has to be careful threatening, but I know what she probably wanted to say and do. And then, I guess, while they were on the flight home, and she was in her fatigues, and if you look at the photo, he, it doesn't even, I can't tell if it's on the air, but it looks like one of the hands, at least, is on her breast, and you see him look like he's touching the boobs. And he's smiling, and he's trying to be a comedian. Well, okay, that's a no-no. That is a no-no, and that is, she was asleep on a military transport plane going back home to U.S., and Tweeden and Franken are both veterans of USO tours, and so they've been, you know, doing multiple trips, and, you know, before the one in question, and, you know, Al Franken being a comedian, all right, and back then, this was before he, you know, made it to Congress, a lot of his shtick was, you know, panties and, you know, sex and sexual innuendos, and that's what Joan Rivers, I mean, that's what comedians did. But when you see what he did, and when you see this forcible kiss, and so, that's assault. So, you know, good for her for, you know, bringing this out and, you know, showing us the picture. And you know, I'm a huge fan of hers. And like I said, I've worked with her on KBC Radio. And, you know, people working together in Hollywood, these are the stories you're going to hear. But now on the flip side, you have many people out there going, okay, you know, oh, my gosh, I cannot change what I did back in the 1980s or what I did back in the 1990s. And that's frightening for many of you out there. So, you know, I looked up and, you know, there's a site and, you know, I could post it for you guys on the Statutes of Limitations for Sexual Assault. It's under victimsofcrime.org, a state-by-state comparison. And when it comes to, you know, felony sexual abuse, there's a 3-year statute of limitations. Misdemeanor sexual abuse, 1 year. But rape, sexual abuse with violence, threat of violence, sexual offense, victim under 16, no statutes of limitations for Alabama. For Alaska, sexual assault, sexual abuse against a minor, no statutes of limitations. Arizona, violent sexual offenses, sexual assault, sexual conduct with a minor, no statutes of limitations. sexual offenses against a minor in Arkansas. They have to bring it up before they turn 28. It's interesting, the different laws. Rape in Arkansas, 6 years. Sexual assault, though in Arkansas, 3 years. So if this happened in Arkansas, the statute of limitations is over if it's been 3 years. California, it talks about sexual offenses against a minor before the victim turns 28. Rape, 10 years. They're not talking here about sexual assault. Sexual assault for Colorado, 10 years. Connecticut, sexual assault of a minor under 16, none. No sexual limitations at all. Regular sexual assault for an adult, 5 years. So there are statutes of limitations. Sexual offenses, any sexual offense in Delaware, no statutes of limitations at all. And what a statute of limitations does is it limits, it puts a time limit on when somebody can file a case or claim. So if there's no statute of limitations, that could be any time. It could be 30 years. District of Columbia. Now, you would think they should probably make these more stricter, but they're not. Any sort of sexual abuse, 15 years. Florida. There's a lot of information here. Lewd offenses, offensive sexual battery. Sexual battery, 3 years. If you're under 18, no statute of limitations. So, I mean, let me look up Nevada. I live in Nevada. I'd just like to know. A lot of stuff happens in Nevada. In Nevada, it says sexual assault, if a written report made before statutes of limitations expires. But then it says no statutes of limitations. Of course, child sexual abuse, before the victim turns 21, if the victim discovered or should have discovered she was a victim, it gets extended to 28 years. Sexual assault, or age 28. Sexual assault, 4 years. So, depending on the state, there's different statutes of limitations. The problem is we're not talking about, when we talk about, you know, what happened to Kevin Spacey, and a lot of us think rightfully so happened to him, or when we talk about, you know, these actors and actresses with what they've done, we're not talking about legal ramifications. We're talking about social media and society ramifications, right? Kevin Spacey's career is over. Over. Should it be over? Should he just go to jail for what he did? You know, I almost wonder if he wished he could just go to jail. Because look, O.J. Simpson got out of jail, and he's going to get to be on TV. He's going to have a reality TV show. He'll get to reinvent himself. Kevin Spacey, no one's going to want to touch him with a 10-foot pole. No way. Because if anybody works with him, that company or that movie production company, basically, or those directors or producers are going to be looking at being sympathetic to somebody who did sexual assault. So, and some of you may be thinking, well, oh my gosh, Dahlia, you know, we were drinking. All right, you know, I had too much to drink and I grabbed a breast. Does my career have to be over? It could be. In this day and age, this is what we're dealing with. And, you know, one of you had written me, and again, you didn't want me to bring it up on air, so I won't, because I know you want to be anonymous. But you asked if you should go back and apologize to that person years ago you touched. Or is that going to awaken the sleeping giant? I don't know what to advise you. I would advise any of you guys to talk to an attorney and have them advise you. But right now it is a witch hunt for anybody who did wrong. But unfortunately, for those of you that might have been stupid, are going to look like you did wrong. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Madagascar is dealing with one of their deadliest plague outbreaks they have, I think, ever seen. They say it is spiraling out of control as 171 people have now lost their lives. The World Health Organization data also shows that this disease has infected over 2,100 people. people in the country off the coast of Africa. This is a 4% jump over the last few days. They say the crisis has prompted 10 African countries to be placed on high alert, with the World Health Organization ordering 9 to step up preparations. Now, the plague, they say. Now, the plague, it strikes Madagascar every year. We talked about this, how they have cases that smolder and, you know, they treat it with antibiotics and, you know, the plague exists. There's cases of bubonic plague and pneumonic plague, even in the U.S. Little, you know, isolated cases, they get treated and, you know, nobody makes a big deal about it in the media. Yeah, when you're looking at 171 people dying, 2,100 people affected, and that's only of the people that have come forward to get treated that we know of, you know, countries are now on alert, and this is considered an outbreak. So experts believe that this plague will inevitably become resistant to antibiotics and mutate to the point where it becomes untreatable. And some researchers are concerned that it could hit the U.S., Europe, and Britain. Now, that would leave millions and millions of people vulnerable, according to Daily Mail. Plague season is expected to run until April. Scientists believe there will be another spike of cases in the coming months. They say doctors and nurses have already been struck down with the disease. There are growing fears that hospitals will be unable to cope if it continues this rampage. Now, local officials are adamant that this is the worst outbreak in 50 years, but it may be on the slowdown, all right, as the number of new cases is starting to decline, even though they just had this huge jump over the last few days. They say two-thirds of the cases have been caused by the airborne pneumonic plague, and that could be spread, those are the worst, because those could be spread by coughing, sneezing, or spitting, and pneumonic plague could kill within 24 hours. Remember I told you there was a lady up in Incline Village near Lake Tahoe where a little baby kitty cat was coughing, and the little baby kitty cat was on her chest, and she's like, oh, kitty, kitty, little baby, kitty cat, you okay? Oh, kitty cat. Well, the cat coughed and gave her the pneumonic plague, and then she was dead. About a day or two. Pneumonic plague is bad. Now, bubonic plague was what was responsible for Black Death in the 14th century. Bubonic plague, that makes these big buboes or big swollen glands, that apparently hits the country of Madagascar each year, infects about 600 people. We don't make a big deal about it in the news because it's Madagascar. It seems to be isolated. It's a big deal over there. It doesn't seem to be a big deal in the U.S. Nobody ever talks about it. But now they're talking about it. Malawi has added to the growing list of nations placed to urge and brace for a potential outbreak. South Africa, Seychelles, La Reunion, Tanzania, Mauritius, Comoros, Mozambique, Kenya, Ethiopia, already told to prepare. Well, how would they prepare? Well, one, education. Okay, we want to educate everybody on how it gets spread. Again, with the pneumonic plague, we're worried about droplet transmission. With, you know, bubonic plague, you don't want to touch or be around infected people. What was it? The ring around the rosy, pocket full of posy, ashes, ashes, they all fall down. Wasn't that having to do with Black Death? They would burn the bodies so other people wouldn't get sick. I don't know why kids were singing that song, and they still do. Ring around the rosy pocket full of posies. The pocket full of posies, I guess, were supposed to handle the smell. You can put that up to your nose because of all the dead bodies. That's what I heard. I could be wrong. Maybe you guys know more of the history of the Ring Around the Rosy song. Paul Hunter, professor of health protection at the world-renowned University of Anglia, was the first expert to predict the plague could travel across the sea. He said the big anxiety is it could spread to mainland Africa. It's not probable, but certainly possible. And then it's going to be difficult to control. They say if we don't carry on doing stuff here, at some point something will happen. It will get out of control. Huge devastation across the world. So they're worried. And I'm seeing pictures right now of bodies being buried and people in masks. And it's some scary stuff. And, you know, an economically developed country is going to have an easier time than a non-economically developed country. And unfortunately, like what we saw with Ebola, it started out in villages. And, you know, by the time word got out and people got treated and people figured out what was going on, because remember, you know, a lot of times in more rural areas, they're not going to do what we do. In America, we have a sneeze or we have a cough. We run to the nearest urgent care. We post it on Facebook. We ask for emojis. We get time off work. We get a work note. So everybody at work, everybody knows. You get a lot of sympathy. Everybody, you know, kind of stays away from you. You go to the pharmacy, you get your cough and cold. I mean, you make a big production about being sick. In other villages, no. Okay? You don't, it's more old school. Okay? Somebody being sick is not something that gets advertised a lot. And if they are, they just kind of maybe stay to themselves. They're not going to want to draw attention. They're not going to want to get others sick. They're not going to want to, they're not going to want to be seen. And so, unfortunately, like with Ebola, when these people died, all right, there were certain rituals that had to take place that family members had to do and had to perform. And they did. And again, they had no knowledge or education about what it was. They thought maybe it was some plague or some infection. And it killed them because they were weak. And it didn't grasp on that, well, you know, maybe they could get it. And then if they thought, well, you know what, I washed my hands, or I'm not going to kiss them, or I'm not going to eat what they ate. That isn't what did it. With Ebola, it was even touching the sweat or touching, you know, bodily fluids, cleaning off the saliva from their mouth. That, unfortunately, put them at risk. So how did this year's outbreak begin with this plague? Health officials don't really know. All right. They think it could be the bubonic plague. It's already endemic in the remote highlands of Madagascar. If it's left untreated, it spreads to the lungs and becomes pneumonic form, which is now responsible for 2/3 of these cases and much easier to spread through cough and droplet transmission. Now, when we had a little bit of the plague in America, we picked it up from rat droppings. Rats carry the bacteria Yersinia pestis, and Yersinia pestis causes the plague. Then fleas will pick up on this, and fleas could transmit it. Now, forest fires will drive rats towards rural communities. So residents are at risk of being bitten and infected. And I know a lot of people are freaked out because of Northern California and those fires. Did rats get moved, you know, towards some of the rural cities and stuff? Well, hopefully we won't see that, but it would be interesting to see if that's a trend that happens, unfortunately, in the United States. But we get fires every year, and knock on wood, we haven't seen huge upticks of plague. Local media reports that there has been an increase in the number of blazes in the woodlands. Without antibiotics, the bubonic strain spreads to the lungs, then it becomes a more virulent pneumonic form. It could kill within 24 hours, pass through sneezing, coughing, spitting, but it can be treated with antibiotics if caught on time. Madagascar gets about 600 cases a year, usually treats them fairly effectively, but this year's outbreak has seen it reach the Indian Ocean's two biggest cities, and experts warn that the disease is going to spread quicker. So as of October 4th, there were 194 people infected, 30 dead. Then by October 26th, it jumped to 1,300. All right, people, 93 dead, and then by November 14th, the latest numbers, so November 14th, so a couple days ago, 2,100 people currently affected, 171 people dead. Doctors and nurses getting infected as well. And, you know, why people make a big deal about that is it's not we want sympathy for healthcare workers. It's if a healthcare worker that knows universal precautions gets sick, this is virulent. This sucker is really contagious. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys. guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook at Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so there's a story of a 75-year-old widow getting scammed out of $1 million because of somebody she met online. And many of you date online. Right. A variety of different ages will meet people online, and I understand that's a way to meet people now. I've been married 21 years, so I've never dated or set up a Tinder account or done any of that. Hopefully I never have to, but you never know if Corey's going to leave me, you know. We already know a lot of the reasons why he could. Surprise, he's still with me, but he is. And, but I mean, if I ever was out there and single, I would definitely want to date. I'm a lover and, you know, not a radio host. So, I mean, I'm a radio host, but I'm not that good at it. So, but then again, I'm not good at loving either. All right, but enough about me. And so many of you meet people, and for a variety of reasons. Let me tell you this woman's story and make sure this isn't too close to anything that you guys have done. So basically, this was a beautiful woman who lost her husband, an electrical engineer, who had worked over 40 years with IBM. Okay, her husband was an electrical engineer with IBM. He died in December 2014 after having a six-month medical ordeal. Series of complications kept him in the hospital till the very end. This is according to Time.com. The widow was a retired nurse. And then she started dealing with health battles, right? She's 75. Was diagnosed with breast cancer. She had radiation, constant appointments, all that stuff. She felt defeated, but I think she was successful, all right? So her friend said, look, take your mind off of all this that happened this year. Go and have some fun. And a friend suggested a dating site, Match.com. I think Match.com is one of the biggest dating sites. And she was, I guess, ready for some entertainment. She did not want to do anything, quote, hot and heavy. But she did want to rejoin the world and see what was out there. You get lonely. You want companionship. You want a friend. You want someone to cuddle with. Whether you want sex or not, you want companionship. And I get that. So she did meet somebody online. His name was Edward Duffy. And she liked the photo. And the conversations started out really slow, little small conversations. Some basic information got shared. He was younger, but he was also a widower. Wife had died of cancer 2 years prior. Now, remember I told you guys there are certain red flags? One is they're a widow. They want to make sure you don't think that there's baggage or an ex-wife that you could talk to or look up. If somebody is a widower, there's no, you know, there's not anybody you could double-check his story with. See what I mean? Corroborate his story. Many of them will also be foreign. Many of them will also use a lot of poetry and lovey-dovey type words in text. Right? It's like all of a sudden everybody's a poet. All right, those are some red flags. All right, but anyway. So anyway, oh, and a lot of times they're younger. They will be younger than the victim. Not by choice, it's just they have more energy to scam, I guess. So he did say he was younger. Wife had died of cancer 2 years prior. He was a retired accountant who was raised in England. Now living in Texas. All right, so here, there's that little foreign. Now, I'm not saying anybody who's foreign and a widower is bad news, but a lot of them just seem to follow that profile. I don't get it. It's a very common profile. She revealed that she had three kids and was trying to learn how to handle some home repairs, and they hit it off. So then, after Match.com, they started to call each other and text. All right, they didn't meet in person, but they started to really get close through emails and texts. And boom, he starts writing poetry. Again, huge red flag. She's not a big poetry fan, but she likes poetry. And he starts telling her that he loved her. By the way, I've seen these. I've seen women show me what these look like. They are so well written, so romantic. And a lot, sometimes they're vague. You're like, well, wait a second, you could have gotten this out of a Hallmark card. But sometimes they'll personalize it. They'll say those blonde streaks that brush against your eyelashes are something that piques my marijuana stashes. I don't know. They come up with some stupid rhyme. All right? So they come up with a rhyme. It happens. All right. So anyway, so she's really starting to like what she's seen. So she was amazed that a man 10 years her junior would be interested in her. And it feels good. Feels good when you're flirted with. So then there was a red flag. He claimed that he had worked at the Christian youth group in Texas. So she called the church. But neither receptionist nor the priest have ever heard of him. When she confronted him about it, he turned it back on her, saying she didn't trust him and that it was a big church. So she blew it off. Meanwhile, though, this Duffy guy was offering a sympathetic ear. The widow was still learning to live on her own, had issues with paperwork, financial documents, and her husband had basically taken care of all the finance stuff. They had IRAs, some IBM stock. Remember, he was there for 40 years. But this guy, I guess, was supposed to be some sort of a financial advisor or accountant or whatever. And so he offered to help her with the finances. And again, now this is months into the relationship, so she thinks there's trust. So she told Duffy that she knew her husband had valuable IBM stock, wasn't sure the extent of it. He told her that this is what he does. He manages finances for friends, says, you know what, I could turn this money into something bigger for you. So she liked the idea. So she went to do an initial wire transfer into a TD bank account specified by Duffy, followed his instructions to the letter. When she went to Bank of America and the teller questioned her, why are you doing the transfer? She stuck to what Duffy told her to say was for a family matter. And then she started liquidating the funds from her Charles Schwab account. She called her advisor, who said selling the IBM stock was not a good idea. He wanted to discuss the decision, but this is her financial advisor. They never met up to talk. So, meanwhile, Duffy is going back to London because he has family in London, and most of them do have family. He suggested she wire the rest of the funds to his London-based account. Not sure why she fell for it, but she did. And so, I guess, transfer of almost $873,000 went. About 3 weeks later, fraud department called. She had sent Duffy over $1.1 million at this time now to invest. She didn't think she was victimized because she's like, no, you know, we're fine, and, you know. And then she was like, oh, God. And she called Duffy. Duffy was like, no, everything's fine. We're good. Here I am. I'm in England. We're fine. You know, made her feel guilty for doubting her. And then she ended up not believing what was going on. And she finds out that Duffy was actually Ken Ejiofor Ezeah, a 33-year-old living in Houston. Dozens of women around the country have already contacted authorities about him, relating similar stories, and FBI agents in Oklahoma investigated the claims. And I believe, from what I understand, he is going to be sentenced, possibly to 20 years in jail, $250,000 fine. So, people, I know this was kind of a long story. She's seen a therapist. I don't think she's going to get the money back. And these victims that are out there are unfortunately way too many. And we want love. And the one thing that makes us stupid and dulls our senses is somebody saying exactly what we need to see, what we want to hear. And we've all been there. We make very bad decisions based on love or us being horny or us wanting companionship. And I want to warn you guys, no matter what age you are, there are scammers. Once you start seeing poetry and love when they haven't even met you, if there's a lot of foreign issues with them and they won't meet you in person, that's a problem. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer. And they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.